This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Gunmen opened fire on a military parade in southwestern Iran, killing at least 25, there wounding 60 or more. We get that story from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
They aimed to stand where Iranian officials were watching an annual event to mark the start of Iran's 1980-88 war with Iraq. Parades were taking place across the country. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani addressed this one in the capital, Tehran. Many of those killed were Revolutionary Guards, the sword and shield of clerical rule since Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif pledged a decisive response.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Both the United Nations and U.S. have condemned the attack, which both the Islamic State and a group calling itself the Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Ahvaz claimed responsibility. The death toll now has risen to 167 from that ferry boat that capsized in Tanzania's Lake Victoria. Tanzania's chief secretary told reporters the ferry had a capacity of 101 passengers. He has ordered an investigation into the accident and should charges be filed. Pakistan says a gunfight with militants near the border with Afghanistan has left at least 7 soldiers dead. The clash in North Waziristan erupted while security forces were conducting a counter-terrorism operation based on television or intelligence in the region. China has summoned the American ambassador and recalled its Navy commander from a U.S. trip to deliver a strong protest against economic sanctions Washington has lodged over Beijing's purchase of Russian weaponry. Washington says the purchase violates U.S. law to punish Russia for interfering in U.S. elections. This is VOA News.